The Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 14th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. A special court panel is hosting public hearings this month asking Minnesotans what new political maps should look like. Racial justice advocates are concerned about what they see as a lack of engagement.
Five judges appointed by the state Supreme Court are overseeing a redistricting process separate from what the politically divided legislature is doing. If lawmakers can't agree on maps, the court's plans would get the nod. Monica Maria Hurtado, with Voices for Racial Justice, says she was puzzled by the low attendance at the Minneapolis hearing this week. She wonders if the importance of redistricting isn't conveyed to communities of color as much as it should be.
The community, the regular citizen, in this type of process is still not as friendly, is not as participatory as I wish it could be and it should be.
She also notes that some people who signed up to testify but didn't show might have encountered scheduling conflicts. She says the good news is that the panel will still accept written testimony until October 29th. I'm Mike Moen.
Minnesota's deadline for enacting new political maps is February 15th. In recent debates, the courts have often intervened due to legislative stalemates. And a high percentage of rejected voter registrations in three of Ohio's biggest counties is raising some red flags.
According to the Election Administration and Voting Survey, in 2019 and 2020, a majority of online or in-person registrations in Ohio were accepted, while those registrations sent by mail, the DMV, or public agencies were more likely to be rejected. Specifically, 18% of registrations from designated public agencies were not approved. Kayla Griffin with All Voting is Local Ohio explains that more than half of those rejections came from Cuyahoga, Franklin, and Montgomery counties.
These are state agencies or agencies that folks are entrusting, whether they're the schools or the public libraries. They should be the ones who are best equipped, aside from the Board of Elections, to really carry out and facilitate these voter registrations.
The organization is calling for the board of directors in the three counties to investigate the agencies, as well as requesting the release of information related to the rejections. Mary Sherman reporting.
Now we head around the globe. The New York Times reporting a man armed with a bow and arrows went on a rampage in a Norwegian town outside Oslo, killing five people Wednesday and wounding two others, that in the deadliest attack in Norway in a decade. The Times quoted police as saying they had taken the suspect into custody after the attack in Kongsberg, a town of 26,000 people about 50 miles southwest of Oslo. This is PNS. As the pandemic wanes, hunger and food insecurity are also on the decline, but the need is still far above pre-pandemic levels, especially for people of color.
Amy McReynolds with Feeding America says despite the recent decreases, the amount of food being distributed by the organization's partner food banks remained more than 50% above pre-pandemic levels.
The pandemic seemed to worsen the conditions for people of color in this country. African Americans went from 2.5 times to 3.2 times more likely to be food insecure.
McReynolds adds that Latinos went from 2 to 2.5 times more likely to be food insecure during the same period. I'm Roz Brown.
In addition to food banks, a government-led program known as SNAP or food stamps saw an increase of 7 million users between 2019 and 2021. A new report finds climate change affecting public land used by Arizona hunters and anglers, and it encourages them to join the effort to slow the march of global warming.
A new report finds it points out that while climate change has at times been a divisive issue, working to reverse the effects of drought, wildfire, and other natural events are issues that can bring people together. Michael Cravens with the Arizona Wildlife Federation says a warming planet is no longer an abstract concept.
Climate change is an issue across our country, across the globe, but here in Arizona, boy, we've really got a front row seat to it. And it's primarily expressing itself in drought conditions here. You know, we're looking at 25 years of drought at this point.
The National Wildlife Federation study released this week looks at climate-affected hunting and fishing areas in Arizona and across the country and provides examples of how to protect and restore drought-damaged lands. Mark Richardson reporting.
Finally, Emily Scott tells us October usually the best time of the year to see the bright changing leaf colors that ring in the autumn season in states like Pennsylvania, but research say the wet warm weather of the last few months may result in muted fall foliage.
When the days get shorter and the temperature drops, chlorophyll, leaves' green pigment, breaks down while anthocyanin, which causes the red coloring, is produced. The ideal conditions for this are moist summers and drier fall seasons. But Pennsylvania saw one of the wettest summers on record this year and an unseasonably warm fall so far, which has led to a delay in the changing leaf colors. Penn State professor Mark Abrams says when fall foliage is late, it can lead to a shorter peak period for viewing.
We might have a sudden frost come about at any time, and when that hits the green or just slightly changing leaves, it will turn them brown rather quickly. So all those things could, you know, either truncate or be a further negative factor for fall colors this year.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported on great radio stations. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.